proclaiming the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions.
This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another radio Bible program. Today we begin a series about the fatherhood of God, a concept taught in both Old and New Testaments. The word father derived from a Proto-European word that meant to shepherd. The word denotes the male parent of a child. In an intact family unit, a father generally plays a very important role regarding the social and economic stability of that household. For some species, though, a father plays little, if any, little part in the raising of his offspring. For example, lions and rabbits may tolerate the presence of their respective cubs and kits, but usually do not assist in rearing them. Male dogs likewise display little interest in their progeny. Indeed, some animals, such as male horses and bears, might even act antagonistically toward their offspring. In other species, by contrast, males take an active part in the parenting process. Male wolves help guard and feed their pups, as well as engaging in play with them. Male geese and male swans provide food and protection for their hatchlings. Among emperor penguins, it's the males, not the females, who incubate eggs until their offspring hatch. Turning our attention to human fathers, we note that the scripture provided abundant guidance for them. In Deuteronomy 6, Moses instructed the Israelites, quote, "Thou shalt teach them," that is God's laws, "Thou shalt teach them diligently unto thy children, and shalt talk of them when thou sittest in thine house, and when thou walkest by the way, and when thou liest down, and when thou risest up," unquote. The author of Proverbs 29 offered this advice to fathers, quote, "Correct thy son, and he shall give thee rest. Yea, he shall give thee light unto thy soul," unquote. In Ephesians chapter 6, Paul advised fathers to, quote, "Provoke not your children to wrath, but bring them up in the nurture and admonition of the Lord," unquote. God desired for the Jewish people to view him as their father. In Jeremiah 3, he pointed to a future time when he said, quote, "Thou shalt call me my father, and shall not turn away from me," unquote. The different authors of the Bible also identified God as a father. In the 4th chapter of Exodus, God referred to the Jewish nation as, quote, "my son," unquote, as well as, quote, "my firstborn," unquote. Paul similarly referred to God in Ephesians chapter 4 as being, quote, "one God and Father of us all, who is above all and through all, and in you all," unquote. Jesus Christ, the second person of the Trinity, often alluded to God as being, quote, "my Father," unquote. According to the second chapter of John, he told those who sold doves in the temple to, quote, "make not my Father's house an house of merchandise," unquote. The Savior reassured his disciples in John chapter 14, quote, "In my Father's house are many mansions," unquote. After the Lord's resurrection, according to John chapter 20, Jesus Christ told Mary Magdalene that, quote, "I ascend unto my Father and your Father, and to my God and your God," unquote. One of the ways in which God revealed himself to mankind was as a benevolent parent. Over the next few sessions, this study will focus upon the roles God plays as a father. This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, presenting another radio Bible program.
You've been listening to the Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.